This is our second last episode of season 3. Our final episode will be in 2 weeks, and then we break for the summer here. Don't forget to subscribe to Peace Out on your podcast app so that you don't miss new episodes.
Peace out.
Welcome to Peace Out. I'm Chanel Tsang, and today we're going to talk about friendships and relationships with our family. But first, we had some more listeners send in their safe space recordings and notes, sharing where they feel safe. Here's one from Libby May.
Hi, my name is Libby. I'm 8 years old. I'm almost 9. I live in Lincoln, Nebraska. My happy space is playing with my friends and family. My safe place is in my bed under the covers with my mommy.
Thank you for sharing that, Libby May. I am sure your friends love playing with you and that your mom loves spending time with you. We have a couple of listeners who wrote in with their safe space. This one is from Cassidy. It says, Dear Chanel, my name is Cassidy. I am 13 years old and from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. My calm space is cuddled up in my sleeping bag, listening to Peace Out. You have really helped me fall asleep. I have multiple learning difficulties and I'm easily distracted, so thanks so much. Thank you, Cassidy. We are honored to be part of your nighttime routine and glad to be helpful. This next one is from Cheyenne, who recently helped us by sharing some great ideas that we are going to incorporate or make part of our future episodes. Thank you for that, Cheyenne. We'll share more about this another time. But for now, Cheyenne says, Hi, I'm Cheyenne and I'm 9 years old and I live in South Australia. My calm space is when I'm listening to Peace Out in bed with my mum. My happy space is when I'm at school, playing with my friends in the playground. My safe space is when I'm with my family. That sounds really great, Cheyenne, and thanks again. And thank you to everyone for sending in your safe spaces. Since we're winding down this season now, we may not get to play or read everyone's submissions on an episode, but please know that we do read and appreciate all of them, and we'll see what we can do to keep sharing them. Okay, let's start as always with the calm down countdown. You can do the calm down countdown anytime on your own too. When we pause what we're doing and take some nice deep breaths, it really helps us to calm down. Make sure you're sitting in a comfortable position. This could mean crossing your legs, legs out, whatever feels best. Sit up tall. Imagine a straight line from the top of your head down the back of your neck, down your spine, and rooted right to the ground. You can close your eyes too. I'm going to count down from 10, and every time you hear a number, take a deep breath in through your nose. And then when you hear this chime sound, start breathing out slowly. Ready? 10. 9. 8. 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, If aliens came to Earth and wanted to learn about humans in their relationships with each other, parents and kids, friends, grandparents and grandkids, neighbors? How would you explain how to make friends? Or how to be a good friend? Or a good son? Or good daughter? Or for me, a good parent? There are three things that can help us have good relationships with the people around us. Reflect, respect, and connect. Let's start with reflect. We've talked about pausing before. If we're feeling angry or upset, it's good to press pause on what's going on and take a few deep breaths to help calm down before we decide what to say or do next. When we pause, it also gives us time to think about things. That's reflecting. When you look in a mirror, you see your reflection. Your reflection does whatever you do. In yoga, we always do poses on both the left and the right sides, sort of like a reflection of each other. Let's try some left and right side moves. Let's lie down on our stomachs now. Bring your legs together. Stretch your arms forward and reach as far as you can. We're going to lift one arm and one leg off the floor at the same time, but they'll be the opposite sides. Start with your right arm and your left leg. Lift them up now. Put them down. And now lift up your left arm and your right leg. Put them down. Right arm and left leg up and down. Left arm and right leg up and down. We're going to do that a few more times, but this time, let's time it with our breathing. When you lift up, breathe in, and when you rest, breathe out. Ready? Breathe in and lift up your right arm and left leg. Breathe out and rest. Breathe in, lift up your left arm and opposite leg. Breathe out and rest. Keep going at your own breathing pace now. Reflecting is pausing and taking the time to think things through and think about what we say and do and what we can do even better next time. How can reflecting make things better with our friends and family? It might help us fight less or give us time to choose words that would be more helpful and less hurtful. Take a little rest now. Put your arms and legs down. You can put your head down too. And take a few breaths here. One more thing. Let's do the Superman pose. Zip your legs together. Stretch your arms forward again. And lift both arms and both legs up off the floor now. You're just balancing on your stomach, flying through the sky like Superman, or maybe Captain Marvel. You can rest now. If you want, you can do child's pose. Bend your knees under you and sit back on them, still reaching forward along the floor. Sit back up on your bottom and stretch out your legs in front of you. You can close your eyes if you'd like. The next thing that can help us have good relationships with our friends and family is respect. What is respect? It's caring about how other people think and caring about their feelings. Everyone deserves to be respected and wants to be respected. We can also respect our bodies and appreciate what they do. Reach forward and try to touch your toes. reach as far as you can. But once it starts feeling really uncomfortable, listen to your body and respect your limits and stop. Sit up tall again. Bring your feet together so the bottoms touch and hold them. You can close your eyes again if you want. Bring your feet in closer, and you can wave your knees up and down like butterfly wings. You can also choose to lean forwards and back slowly if you want. The last thing that makes our relationships better with friends and family is connect. I think this one's easy to get right. We can connect with our friends in different ways. If you're playing at recess, you can make sure that everyone's included or that you take turns choosing the game. We can connect with our family in different ways. Reading together is always fun. Right now, we are reading Harry Potter together at our house, and it's so fun. You can try something new together, like going for a hike, setting up a lemonade stand, baking a cake, volunteer together at a food bank or clothing drive. If you want, stretch out your legs or cross them together. Take a deep breath in now. 1, 2, 3, and let it out. 3, 2, 1. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, and let it out. 3, 2, 1. One more time. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, and breathe out. 3, 2, 1. John Donne was a poet who once wrote, "No one is an island, entire of itself. Everyone is a piece of the continent, a part of the main." We are all connected. What we do or say affects the people around us and can change their feelings, moods, and ideas. And then that affects the people around them. And so on and so on. So we really need to reflect on our words and actions to make sure we're making good choices with them. We also need to respect everyone, and that includes ourselves. And of course, we connect with our friends and family by spending time with them and getting to know them better. Let's remember that this week when we're with our friends and family and neighbors. Reflect, respect, connect. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is narrated by Chanel Sang and is produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. Thanks for listening.